Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin. Featuring stimulating in-depth interviews with special guests from all areas of the arts. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, exploring whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. We have a topic hour where I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects that affect us all, both locally and globally. And for this, the Arts Hour, I interview local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And I combine a debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways we engage with the world. Well, currently this week, Cinequest Film and VR Festival is happening here in Northern California in Silicon Valley. And voted Best Film Festival by USA Today, it continues through March 11th and features 130 world and US premiere films, over 500 screenings, VR experiences, special programs, and fabulous celebrations. And this week I'm featuring guests who give an insight into this wonderful festival from two different perspectives, one from the creative organizational side and the other from the filmmaker side. In the second part of the show, I'll be speaking to Jeremy Guy, an award-winning director and cinematographer whose documentary feature Purda is having its world premiere at Cinequest. Jeremy's film Purda follows a young woman in India who recently removed her burqa for the first time to pursue her dream of becoming one of the only Muslim women to play cricket professionally in all of Mumbai. I'll be talking to Jeremy about his life and art and how and why he made Purda. So that's coming up later in the show. My first guest this week is Cinequest Director of Programming and Associate Director Michael Rebel. And Michael has been a member of the Cinequest team since 1994 and Director of Programming. He manages the film selection process for the festival and supervises the programming teams to create a world-class lineup of films and guests every year. As the associate director, he's also directly involved with the strategic planning of the festival. So welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you very much, Ruth. I am here.
I'm sure you're very busy right now, so I appreciate you talking to me.
No, there's nothing going on.
For over 20 years, you've programmed thousands of films for Cinequest, many of them world, North American and US premieres, and you've helped make Cinequest what it is today, one of the top 10 film festivals in the world. I'm wondering first if you can tell us, what is the process for selecting films? I mean, it's a two-week festival, but I presume it's a year-long process.
It is. I mean, we start getting submissions as early as April for the next year. So we do an open submission process, and this year we had about 3,500 films, as well as something around 3,000 screenplays come in. And then we also travel a little bit to other festivals, like some of the big market festivals like Toronto and stuff like that, and go and find films there. And we also talk to distributors for our spotlight films, like opening, closing night, and so on.
Right. And what are the criteria for choosing films? I mean, you're seeing so many films. I imagine, you know, the quality of many of them is probably really high. How do you choose what to feature?
Well, that's a good question, because we actually turned away, just for the feature films alone, we turned away about 73 films that would be just great for us, but it just, we didn't have enough space. But what we look for stories that are unique and different. You know, we go for the Maverick theme as far as that goes, something that's, you know, stands a little bit outside of the norm, but at the same time relates very well to an audience. So we look for very personal stories too. Mm. I know you mentioned you're going to be talking to Jeremy with Purda, and it's just a really, well done documentary that tells a different kind of story, but it also does it in a very personable way, and you know, goes for something that we can all relate to. And so we'd look for that. I mean, we do a lot of different things with as many films as we have. Obviously, not every film is going to speak to every single person, but that's what we try to, you know, give a wide variety of things so people have choices too.
Right. Yes. And you mentioned that the Maverick Spirit and Cinequest Film Festival, Film and VR Festival now, does offer this Maverick Spirit Award, honors people with that. And the festival got off to a great start with the Maverick Spirit Award event with Nicolas Cage and an opening film directed by William H. Macy, who is in attendance. I was going to ask you what's coming up between now and the closing night on the 11th, but I also wanted to ask you perhaps first if you could tell us a bit about the Maverick Spirit Award that Cinequest honors people with, what that actually is about.
Well, it goes back to the vision of the festival, which is to search for those people who do unique, who accomplish unique works. So in this particular case, like Nicolas Cage, I mean, he has a very, very unique career stuff, going from independent films all the way to big Hollywood films. And he always brings his own kind of personal style to everything. If you even watch some of the big Hollywood films, he has these incredible moments in it that just speaks to what he's always done in every single role. Mm. I mean, you could look as far back as Raising Arizona, and then or even Moonstruck, and then compare that to some of the stuff he does in something like Con Air or The Rock, which he just, again, he has these moments where he just kind of has a crazy side to him, and it's really interesting to watch. And he brings that to the films, and so he always injects humor if he can, and so on. Obviously, Leaving Las Vegas was one of his darker films, which he won the Academy Award for.
Mm.
But he does a lot of different things, and so he never really is put inside of a box, let's put it that way.
Right. And coming up, we've got two more Maverick Spirit events, one of which with Andy McDowell. I'm actually interviewing her live on stage. That's on March 10th. Perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that. And also there's another one in the week, I believe, with Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah. Well, Andy McDowell, since you mentioned that one first, she is in the movie that essentially changed independent film, which is Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
Mm.
I mean, it was the first film that skyrocketed and made U.S. distributors and critics take note of, you know, really big independent, and it's commercially successful at the same time.
Right, yes, yeah.
And she was the star of that, along with James Spader. I mean, yes, there were more people in it, but those were the two main people. And that was her turn in film. And then, of course, she went on to do Four Weddings and a Funeral, Groundhog Day. And the film we're showing is called Love After Love, which is a great film with her and Kiefer Sutherland. I mean, I'm sorry, Chris O'Dowd. Chris O'Dowd.
Right, yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland's in another film in the festival.
Well, I can understand why you would get a bit confused, because there's a lot of films. And so, you know, just to encourage listeners to check out the Cinequest website, which is cinequest.org.org. You can get tickets there, you can get passes, you can see all the wonderful events that are coming up. Still loads to happen before the closing day on the 11th, where there'll be all encore performances of films that have won audience awards. There's also a wonderful closing film. I forget the name of it. Brothers in Arms, is it?
Brothers in Arms.
There
yeah,
we go.
It's about the making of Platoon, the Oliver Stone film.
Yeah, so that's a great ending day, but there's plenty happening until then. So I do encourage listeners to go and have a look, cinequest.org. I wanted to ask you, Michael, where does your passion for film come from? Obviously, you've been involved with this for a long time, but where did it originally come from, do you think?
Well, I've always liked watching movies. I mean, I started going to the cinemas when I was like around 8 years old with my sister. But then it wasn't until I went to college and took some film courses. I started at a junior college at De Anza, and then went on to UC Santa Cruz and went to the theater department there, and basically was doing films at both schools at the same time in my last year because I liked the program in both places
right.
for very different reasons.
Yes.
And then the person who was producing my films in school that I went to De Anza with, he was doing this role before me for the first couple of years of CineQuest, and then he was moving on and doing other things and said, you should talk to them. And so that kind of like set me off on a different kind of path than I expected because I was, doing a lot of film courses, but then I really enjoyed this work of like helping other filmmakers and so on.
Yes.
So it actually, the trajectory just kind of like went that way. But it was really, that's how it started was in college is where I really started getting more passion and making films and writing and all that, so.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Did you grow up in a creative environment, would you say?
I grew up in a very religious environment, but I wouldn't know if I don't know if I'd call it creative.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of broke away from that mold a little bit, but hanging out with friends who became, I hung out with a lot of musicians in high school, and even though I didn't play anything myself, they were friends, brothers of friends and stuff like that, and I sort of like just grew up around that.
Yeah.
And I've always had music as a passion too. And the film kind of kicked in. We watched a lot of films together. We, did a lot of things like that. And we actually used to, in high school, do Christmas videos for people and edit them together, like these really cheesy things. But we do one a year, like a half hour long, and we'd hand them out to all of our friends for Christmas presents. So.
Oh, that's great. I mean, obviously, film... Perhaps, music too, but, film and music are two of the most prominent arts for entertainment. But
yeah.
I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Perhaps you can think back to how you were affected when you were young by a piece of art, whether it's film or another piece of art, that where you realize that it can be more than entertainment, that it can, affect us on a deeper level, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm probably... And this is giving away a lot about me, but I'm gonna say it, that I actually, even though the film itself isn't that great of a movie, I was really kind of taken by Princess Purple Rain. And how it affected me emotionally, and it was a combination of music and film.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, it's giving away a little bit about. I usually don't tell people this, but now it's on air, so.
Why are you concerned? What do you feel like that would say about you?
Well, it's a cheesy kind of movie. But at the time, I was in high school, and it just sort of affected me.
Yes. But I think there's so many different levels to art, isn't there? I mean, you can have something that on the surface appears a certain way, and perhaps provides an access point.
Yeah.
To the audience, but then there's a lot going on dropping down from that.
Definitely, and I think the second film that I could bring was probably The Godfather. That's but my favorite U.S. film of all time. It's not my favorite film of all time, but my favorite U.S. film of all time is The Godfather. So.
Mm. Okay, well now I have to ask you what your favorite film of all time is.
I was waiting for that. it's actually a Italian film by Fellini called 8½.
Okay, I haven't seen that. What is that about?
It's actually sort of a satirical look at Hollywood, but not taking place in Hollywood, but it makes fun of the industry. Marcello Mastroianni plays a film director who's having a crisis in his life, getting older and less respect and stuff like that, and it's kind of a comedy at the same time,
right?
And it actually influenced one of Woody Allen's films, Stardust Memories, and it was one of the films that he based it on, basically,
right?
And so it just stuck with me, and I've always loved it, it's just my favorite of all time.
Interesting. I'll have to check that out. Well, I really appreciate you coming and talking to me, during this very busy time during the festival, and I look forward to seeing you there soon. So thanks so much for coming on, Michael.
Thanks, Ruth. Take care.
You too. So I just want to let listeners know again, if you want more information about CineQuest, you can go to their website, CineQuest, that's CineQuest.org. And you can find out the whole schedule of events at the festival. You can also buy tickets for individual films in advance, or you can buy passes that just enable you to spontaneously go wherever you want. And there's also the VIP all access pass that gets you in everywhere into VIP soirees and everything. So I definitely suggest that you go and have a look at that and see what might interest you. We're going to go to a break now, but afterwards I'm going to be talking to my special guest, award-winning director and cinematographer Jeremy Guy. So keep it here and I'll see you after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copeland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Ocean's black, but steam lane. No white horses to play the game. And I wish I knew your name. Something about you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, babe, it just goes nowhere. Well, we can do the things we want. We can do the things we like. But if we're taking all the time, well, I just don't think that it's right. Just that. I think that there's more to us than just that.
It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Best Film Festival by USA Today readers, the Cinequest Film and VR Festival 2018 returns to Silicon Valley February 27th through March 11th. Here's Cinequest co-founder Kathleen Powell talking on It's a Question of Balance.
You know, Silicon Valley is such a unique place. It's where creativity and innovation come together to empower, and that's our vision with Cinequest. This is where it all happens. We want every individual that walks through the door to feel like the value that they got far exceeds what they ever put into it.
Join attending Maverick Award winners Nicolas Cage, Andy McDowell, and Tatiana Maslany for over 500 screenings, VR experiences, and fabulous celebrations. I'm interviewing Andy McDowell live on stage at the California Theatre on March 10th, after she's presented with her award, so I hope you can join us. Andy's long-acting career includes such classic films as Groundhog Day and Four Weddings and a Funeral. For the complete lineup and festival passes and tickets, visit cinequest.org. That's CINEQUEST.org.